Music right there from Poor Moon. That is from their self-titled album, and that was Clouds Below. Before that, we heard The Repeating Arms, Camper Van Beethoven. We had Dear Fawn back there as well, some She and Him. All of the listings are online, wyso.org. Check out our playlist and all sorts of other good stuff happening at the WISO website. Taking a quick glance at our weather, it is currently 87 degrees. We do have severe thunderstorms in the forecast after 11 p.m. Some of those storms could have damaging winds and heavy rain. We're in for a low of 71 tonight. We'll keep you updated if there's any additional news on that weather that's coming our way. Tomorrow we'll have showers and thunderstorms mainly before 10 a.m. with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low of 56 degrees. Well, you are listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO, and I promised it was going to be a fun night with live music, and the fun continues right now. We have a band in the studio. I've been hearing about them for a while as a recording project, and they are set this weekend to make their live stage debut. They decided to stop by here and play for us as well. We're going to get to know them and find out about where you can go see them at their very first live gig. But before we do any of that, I want to hand things over to the WISO studios for some live music from Cricket Bows.
Broken mama's back. I'm a gracious peasant, baby. Ain't got nothing at all. If you throw a little love in my way, then we'll have ourselves a ball. We've come from far out kingdoms to bring you speech. So come enjoy this. So let's just make it last. Might be something I ate with you, baby, or maybe it's eating me. I'm like a snake who's eating the tail, and I'm crawling through your galaxy. Oh, we've reached our destination and we'll never cease. We're microcosmic and we are transmitting this. A universal mind that's infinite indeed. Inside of
Tiny houses, great big TVs.
Cricket Pose live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them, hear some of their recorded material, and let you know how you can go see them at their debut live show this weekend. Stick around. We've got lots more to come from them here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
I'm Julia Reichert.
And I'm Steve Bognar.
So we've made a lot of movies over the years.
But now we've done something really different.
Something we never did before.
It is a movie, but...
You can't see it in the movie theater.
You can't see it on TV.
It's a documentary that only lives on the web.
And it's interactive. It's a movie that wants you to talk back.
It's reinventionstories.org.
I know what you're thinking. Oh, I saw that on WISO's website, those short films.
But that's actually not what we're talking about. This is a whole new original project.
Check it out.
Reinventionstories.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Fromholt, joined in the studio by the members of Cricket Pose. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. The gang is all here. It has been a night for epic lineups here. I want to start off talking a little bit about how this project got started. Chad, I know you were kind of working on this as a recording project for a little while before the whole idea of live shows came about. How did you get this group of people together to start playing music?
It started out as a recording thing. It was a way to kill time after my old band, the Jackalopes, had broken up. I've always just recorded stuff at home, starting as a little kid with, you know, two tape decks strung together doing that thing. And I would torture some of my tattoo clients with these songs. That was the only way that they really got played. And Mr. Michael Bissig was one of those tattoo clients. While I had him under duress and under pressure and in pain in my tattoo chair, asked him if he'd like to jump on board as a guitar player. And he said yes, of course. And we kind of went through a revolving door of guys and just kind of narrowed it down to the right people over time. Everybody sort of bubbled up in different ways. Everybody in the band is somebody that I've known from my past. James Roush here used to play in a band called The Migraines back in the day and a band called Cherry Pop when I was first starting out 20-some years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so we've always been looking for a reason to play together. And then Misters Corn and Ingram, both from different bands that I never played with these guys, but our bands tended to play together. And I enjoyed their game from afar. And when the opportunity came, they made themselves available, and I welcomed them. And then Erica came along as a sort of friend of Mike and some other people that I knew, and I found out that she was a fantastic singer, and it just all kind of clicked.
Did you guys think that when you first started playing together, was the intention, even as you were sort of forming this lineup, to stick with it as strictly a recording project, or were you always in the back of your mind kind of thinking that you wanted to have a lineup that you could take out and play out around town?
Originally, I was kind of going through like a Beatles trip, and I just wanted to not play live anymore. I had become very just disenchanted and disenfranchised with the live music scene in town, and I realized eventually that it was more who I was surrounding myself with and not necessarily the scene as a whole. But the more I kind of recorded these songs and they took shape, I would have my little fantasies and dreams about playing them for people. So eventually I thought I would just hire some stiffs to kind of stand behind me and go through the motions and do what I told them to do. But that just didn't end up working out that way. Everybody kind of came in and took the songs and have turned them into their own things too. It's neat. But you know, everybody here, in the band came on at, you know, to play live. And you know, that's been the goal since everybody got together. But initially it was never meant to be on a stage. No.
What's the evolution been like of these songs, Chad? Both for you as the initial writer, hearing the evolution, and for the rest of you, sort of coming in and taking these songs that Chad has written and kind of putting your own spin on them, making them, you know, leaving your mark on them.
Speaking just for myself, it was a challenge, just because you sit there and listen to it, and each album is it's a whole different trip each time, and it's nothing like I've ever played before, which is one of the reasons I wanted to do it, aside from, of course, the attraction to play with Chad. So, but it was a challenge to do it, and we through like you said, hashing it out with various members to figure out what we wanted to do with it. It finally started to solidify. I can actually say I think I remember the moment, at least for me, when I thought this was something that was about to be stage ready, and it's been a lot of sweat, but it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
When I got in this, I saw the people that were coming in, and I was like, I knew all these guys from the bands way back, and I got in this thing, I surround myself with musicians that are just phenomenal, and it's given me a chance to explore a different side of me, too, and it's just been wonderful. I've loved it. Thank you, Chad.
I think it's been...
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Chad. I think it's been really fun to kind of work with the songs that Chad put together and see how the song itself can kind of go into something else and become a live song with this band. The recorded version is great in its own, and the live version is great in its own. And I think that those two are going to complement each other for sure. For those of you that are coming out to the show that have the albums.
What's it been like for all of you, sort of with other projects, both in your presence in some case and in your past? What sort of musical influences have you maybe brought from other projects or your musical coming up, as you will? And what sort of things are you doing differently now in this project?
Well, for me, I brought absolutely nothing from any previous project. That, as I kind of stated earlier, it's nothing like I've been doing before or even currently in a couple of the other projects I play in. And so I completely erased that whole idea. I play that way in those particular projects. I'm playing a different way in this one. So for me, I bring nothing over from anything else.
Yeah, we all kind of come from different backgrounds. Like, there's a lot of punk rock history here, as well as a couple musicians who are very well trained musicians that can read notes and know the chord is a G and not a 3. we all come from different places, and that was one of the hard things in the very beginning was trying to get everybody on the same page. I spent a lot of time apologizing. Like, I'm sorry, guys, I wrote these songs, but I'm not really like I can't tell you how to play them. I've got 7 layers of guitars on this recording, and I don't remember anything that I played on them, and I can't tell you what key it's in, anything. I'm one of those guys. I'm kind of in, autistic, I guess.
That was what actually made it really fun, because me and Visick, we as the guitar players, we had to take these layers and just kind of turn them into something that we would do, but still fits the song, and you don't lose any of the layers you're not playing, and it's been a lot of fun.
In talking about those layers, with the recordings, when you're in the studio, obviously you can layer things as many times as you want and put as much into it. How was it translating that and trying to get that same lush sound into your live performance, which you've definitely achieved? Because in just listening to you on the air, it's definitely there. Was that a long process, or did you find that it came together pretty quickly once you got the right players?
It was kind of a long process in a way. Like, we have 3 guitar players in the band, which can be difficult. Everybody's stepping on each other's toes or just playing the same thing, and it's a wall of whatever. But everybody in the band really has a voice. Chris Korn here is if you ask anybody around Dayton who one of the most individual sounding bass players is that you can pick out from a distance, and it's Chris. He's a wall of Chris. And he gets the chance to come in and not just, he's sort of the I don't want to say the lead instrument in his band, but he kind of are. He's the only string instrument in the other band that he does, My Latex Brain. And, so he has to drive the entirety of the lushness himself. And in this, everybody kind of gets to lay back and figure out how to play. I'm going to play something high and you play something low and that whole thing. But it was a long time of just sounding like, I think I remember saying it sounded like a wall of poop, to use a less harsh word than I used in rehearsals, for a long time. And then, like Jim said, there was one day, one practice, where I think it was actually Erica took me outside for a smoke break, and I came back in, my headspace changed.
You're welcome.
Her headspace changed, and everyone else kind of joined in, and it just kind of took off.
So you just had that magical moment where it just kind of all clicked.
Absolutely.
I want to play one of the recordings. Do you want to give it any introduction?
I mean, the song's pretty self-explanatory if you listen to the lyrics. It was used in a commercial for Miami Valley Hydroponics, a hydroponics gardening center in Dayton.
Sell out.
Yeah. This is our big hit single from YouTube. It's, you know, part of the headspace that I have been in throughout the entirety of creating this music and writing it has been one of trying to stay outside of my everyday headspace and you know, as part of that escape, psychedelic moods and things like that come into play, and certain medicines. And this is a song about that particular medicine that seems to be my favorite kind of medicine. So,
well, let's take a listen to that one, and we'll be back to talk more with Cricket Bowes and hear some more live music. This one's called Medicinal, and you're hearing it on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield.
This is a bad time to be me.
Music from Cricket Bows. That one's called Medicinal, and it's from Myocosmic Transmission, one of their full-length releases. We've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Very glad to have you all here. Now, you guys are playing your very first show this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, and you're going to be performing with Jaw Soul. What was kind of the impetus to say, okay, we're ready, let's do it, let's take the stage?
I think it was that rehearsal when everything kind of clicked and we looked at each other and knew that, okay, it's time to set a date now. We had kept a date looming in the distance as a, you know, obviously something we were gearing toward, but we didn't know when it was going to be. And then that happened, and I kind of put the word out on Facebook that we were ready to go, and my good friend Adam Ja from Ja Soul called me up and said, let's do this thing. And we've known each other since we were probably 3 or 4 years old, and we were in high school bands together and stuff like that. So in addition to this being our first show as Cricket Bows, it's kind of a reunion of sorts for Adam and I to get together and play a show again, not necessarily together in the same band, but at the same time.
That's got to be kind of a nice way to have your coming out, if you will, for this band, is to be kind of, you know, with old friends and at Canal Street Tavern, a venue I know, you know, many of you have played, you know, quite a bit over your musical careers.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of grew up in there, whether it was being teenage bands, playing the Battle of the Bands or whatever, you know, just all the great things. I've played in that bar to two people, and I've played in that bar where the doors were busting off the seams, and it's always felt like home. And Mick Montgomery always made it a nice safe place to exist and play music, and where the music came first, not any kind of sports bar atmosphere or drink special kind of thing, or, you know, hoochie mamas in crazy shirts or anything like that. It's a music listening room, and it's a place to respect music, and that's something that we're all about. So we were going to do the show at Jay Allen's originally, but Jay Allen sadly has gone away, and we're super happy to be in a place that we're comfortable in.
Excellent. Sounds like a Saturday night is going to be well worth coming out to see both you guys and Jaw Soul. It's going to be a great bill. Moving forward from Saturday night, are you looking at kind of getting the calendar stacked with more live gigs throughout the year? Are you going to kind of take it slow with the build out, you know, for more live shows? Or
I think we'll take it a little slow. We do have another show on the books in July. I think it's July 14th at Blind Bob's with Dirty Socialites and Black Actress, and that should be a fantastic night. It's a Sunday night, but it'll be, I'm sure, busting at the seams. And but nothing else really set in stone. I want to get these guys into a studio and record something with them, so it's not just me alone at home doing my thing. And, you know, start writing more. Everything that we're playing currently, for the most part, is stuff that I wrote alone in my room. And, you know, I want to get everybody else's input and even more so than what we're getting now, and just watch it grow.
I was going to ask you if you had started writing as a group at this point yet, or if you're sticking pretty close to you taking the lead on the writing. Have you guys started any new material yet, or just starting to get into that?
Anytime that I play a note that Chad didn't write, he throws something at me. So no, that's a joke.
I have broken band members in the past, but not in this band.
Tell me a little bit about kind of what musical influences you guys are bringing to this band. I mean, I hear kind of a lot of different things happening. You know, some pure psychedelic stuff, some heavier stuff, like some early Sabbath and things like that. What kind of things are you either listening to or looking to as you've been forming this sound as a group?
Well, for me, this has been a great chance to basically pretend to be Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction, because he's always been a really huge influence on me, and it's been really hard to tell that, especially in Latex Brain, because I'm making a whole lot of noise, and it's been really fun to just be able to lay back and just put a groove down and just kind of watch everybody else march all around over top of it.
You know, I listen to so much music. It would be tough for me to really point out a single thing that's an influence. But, you know, I've primarily myself, I've always pretty much done just heavy rock, old school punk, things like that. And I find it hard to hold back at times on this stuff. I have to watch myself. But I don't know if I can really pull an influence. I like so much music, so.
I think for me, I get stuck in an era, and often one particular year, and there was about a 3 or 5 year time span where I got stuck in 1971, and I didn't listen to anything that didn't happen in 1971. That was a year that some of the greatest albums in rock and roll history happened, and albums that you never heard, and it wasn't a choice. Like, I didn't say I'm going to only listen to 1971. I just realized, wow, all these records kind of are from the same time, and yep, that one's 1971, Zeppelin II, yep, that's 1971, and it just down the line. So for me, I'm coming from a place of like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and Early Heart and, you know, Hawkwind and lesser-known bands like Blood Rock and, you know, weird, dark, psychedelic bands, post-mop-toppy kind of English bands, you know, when early Pink Floyd, Sid Barrett, 13th Floor Elevators, Rocky Erickson is an enormous influence on me. But also, you know, Jane's Addiction is an enormous influence, and the band takes its name from the band Jane's Addiction's song, 3 Days. The line is, "My head it landed to the sound of cricket bows." So, you know, we're coming from a place where just free creative music, bands that don't generally fit into a label, but that kind of take you somewhere else, and that kind of vibe.
I have to say, it is a pretty timeless sound. You know, when you first say like 1971, that sound is really, you can hear it kind of echoed in some stuff from the 90s, like the Jane's Addiction and things like that, and some stuff that some other bands are doing now. Did you guys find that it is, it's probably hard to say having not done a live show, but any of the recordings, Chad, that you've put out there, are modern audiences connecting with that you know, heavy psychedelic rock based sound?
Well, you know, it's a great time for freedom in music right now, because radio, big corporate radio, is kind of floating around and not doing much of anything. You know, you guys here in college radio and indie radio are the only ones really taking up any good space on the airwaves, it seems. Everybody listens to MP3s and this and that and the other, but the record labels are dying, and everybody's kind of going out on their own. And so bands feel a freedom to produce now what they like rather than what they think everybody else is going to like. We're talking about like niche marketing if we're talking business here. So you've got bands like local guys like Buffalo Killers, who are great, great, amazing band. Andy from the Buffalo Killers actually plays guitar on the new Cricket Bows album, Lid, and does some vocals. There's bands like, you know, Black Mountain, and just tons and tons of cool, heavy, psychedelic bands floating around out there now. But even your weird, like, pop music is weird. All pop music now sounds like something from the Karate Kid soundtrack with, like, weird glitches in it and stuff. So people are kind of open to it. And when I do get feedback about our stuff, the recorded stuff, it's always that, like, I can't tell when this was recorded. This sounds really modern and really old at the same time. So, and it is modern. I've recorded everything that I've done on a MacBook with very little outboard gear. It's a product of the future, you know, but it's rooted in the past real heavily. So I think it kind of transcends age and racial boundaries in a really cool way, so.
Do you find that having that modern technology has made being able to do a project like this, where you started off, you know, just writing in your room and recording at home, does that make it easier or more accessible for people who want to have that creative freedom?
Yeah, I mean, it can create a traffic jam too of a bunch of, you know, extra crap floating around, but you know, it makes the process a lot more democratic. Like, we get to kind of do what we want, and everybody has the tools to do it. I mean, like my MacBook, I didn't, and not to make this an Apple ad or anything, but I didn't buy any special stuff. It came with GarageBand, which is a multi-track recording software that takes the place of your WordPerfect or whatever on your PC, you know. And just the capabilities that come in your phone now. I could record an album on my phone and make the video too, and then ship it out to the internet where some kid in Bavaria could get down with it. So, you know, it's really neat to live in this time. I started music in a time where everything was recorded on tape, and we did four-track recordings in our basement, and we had to rent the four-track for like $400 and, you know, or go into a studio and pay $50 an hour. And now we don't have to do that anymore. The same thing I'm surfing Facebook on for hours at night, I can also lay down a guitar track on. So it's pretty weird and cool at the same time.
In speaking of Facebook and internet and technology and all that, where can people connect with you guys, and how can they get the albums that are out there already?
The albums, some of the stuff's available in all the big corporate markets. You got your iTunes and Amazon.com and Spotify, and it's all out there. But you can go to our Bandcamp page, which if you buy from us there, you're buying directly from us, and it's cricketbows.bandcamp.com. We do have a Facebook page. We have a website. It's cricketbows.com. If you just Google us, you're going to find a lot of weird stuff about Jane's addiction, the sport cricket, and us. So it's pretty easy to filter out.
One of three, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get some links up on our Facebook page to their info. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio, as well as information about the show. It is Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, Cricket Bow's debut show. They're going to be sharing the stage with Jaw Soul. It's going to be a show worth seeing. Be there. Say that you got to see them the very first time. Shall we hear some more live music, guys?
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. Let these guys get to their instruments, and we'll be back to hear some more live music from Cricket Bows. You're listening to 91.3 WISO. This is Kaleidoscope.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music, and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We've been getting to know Cricket Bows. They've got their debut show this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. They're going to be playing with Jaw Soul. We've got some links up to their Facebook page and their info on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But before you go surfing the internet, stay close to your radios, because we're going to have some more live music from Cricket Bows.
Thank you. between you is just the nature of my game.
Baby,
what's my name?
Cricket Bows live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You guys want to do one more?
Sure thing.
All right, let's do it.
Andromeda Sway.
All right.
Thank you.
Cricket Bows, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Saturday night, Canal Street Tavern. It's their debut show, sharing a stage with Jaw Soul. It is going to be a show you're going to want to see. We've got info up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Check them out, Cricket Bows, Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern with Jaw Soul. Right now, we're going to hear from David Byrne and St. Vincent. This is from their collaboration called Love This Giant. This is Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Oh, Diamond.